Dear friends, today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, liturgical year A. Today is also Good Shepherd Sunday and Vocation Sunday. Vocation, God calls our young people to be priests and religious sisters and brothers. The readings today tell us three important qualities of the Good Shepherd. Number one, the Good Shepherd has faith in God, his Father. He prays and he does the will of God the Father. Number two, the Good Shepherd has love, mercy, and forgiveness. Number three, the Good Shepherd gives life, fullness of life. That's what the readings today tell us of the three qualities of the Good Shepherd. The Gospel today is taken from John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. In fact, the Gospel today, John chapter 10, from verses 1 to 21, the whole Gospel tells us about the Good Shepherd. But to understand this Gospel today better, on the Good Shepherd, we must also read the Gospel of John, chapter 9, on the Bad Shepherd. On the Bad Shepherd, the Pharisees. Gospel of John, chapter 9, tells us about the man born blind. But it also tells us about the Bad Shepherd. The Bad Shepherd, the Pharisees. The Bad Shepherd has three bad qualities. Number one, no faith in God the Father. He has faith in himself, his goodness, his works of the law. Number two, the Bad Shepherd has no love, mercy, or forgiveness. No, 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 and no. He only has the law. He only has the law. He only has law, justice, judgment, punishment for the sinner. Bad, bad, bad shepherd. Number three, the bad shepherd cannot give life. Cannot give life to the fool. The bad shepherd can only excommunicate the sinner. He can only throw the sinner out of the synagogue. That's the bad shepherd. Very, very bad. Let us look at the Gospel of John chapter 9 again on the bad shepherd. Number one, the bad shepherd has no faith. The Pharisee, no faith. After the healing of the blind man by Jesus, the Pharisee said, Jesus cannot be from God because he healed on the Sabbath day. But even worse, later, they said the miracle never happened. The man was not blind at all. They don't believe even in the miracle. And of course, they don't believe in Jesus. They call Jesus a sinner. They call Jesus a sinner. No faith whatsoever. The bad shepherd, the Pharisees, no faith in God, but have faith in themselves, their good works, their goodness, their good works of the law, their good works of the law. They think by keeping the law on their own strength, they will be saved. Of course, very clearly, they cannot even keep the law. So they become hypocrites. They become hypocrites. Outside crook, outside good, inside crook. What to do? What to do? No faith. Number two, the bad shepherd does not have love, mercy, and forgiveness. The bad shepherd, the Pharisee, only have the law. And that is why when Jesus healed the blind man on Sabbath day, they said Jesus cannot be from God. He break the law. The only interest is not interested in the law and law and law, particularly the law of the Sabbath. But they have no mercy, forgiveness, and love for the blind man, for the sinner. None whatsoever. No. All they have is law, justice, judgment, punishment for the sinner. Terrible, bad shepherd, the Pharisees. Number three, the bad shepherd cannot give life, cannot give fullness of life. All the bad shepherd can do, the Pharisee, is to excommunicate the sinner, throw the blind man, throw the sinner out of the synagogue. And that is what they did. You know what they said to the blind man? You, a sinner through and through, from the day you were born, and they threw him out of the synagogue. They excommunicated him. Bad shepherd, the Pharisees. But more importantly, the gospel today, the readings today, tell us about the good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Number one, the second reading from the first letter of Peter tells us that the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, have faith in God his Father. In God his Father. That's why the second reading tells us, though he was insulted, he never retaliated with insults. Though he was tortured, he did not make any threats. He only trusted in the righteous judge, that is God his Father. He only trusted in the righteous judge, that is God his Father. The good shepherd, Jesus Christ, puts his faith in God his Father. Number two, the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles tells us that the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, has got love, mercy, and forgiveness. The first reading tells us that he died, he rose from the dead, gave the Holy Spirit to forgive sins. He has love, mercy, and forgiveness, just like God his Father. He has love, mercy, and forgiveness. In fact, your first reading is very important because it is from the Acts of the Apostles on Pentecost Sunday. The first reading tells us that on Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles and they proclaimed the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of sins. And on that day, 3,000 Jews believed. They were converted. They were baptized. And their sins were forgiven. Again, the good shepherd, like God his Father, is love, mercy, and forgiveness. Love, mercy, and forgiveness. Finally, the gospel today tells us that the good shepherd gives life to the dead sinner. He can save the sinner. While the bad shepherd, the Pharisee, cannot give life, cannot save the sinner. And that is why the gospel today ends with very, very strong words. It tells us The words of Jesus himself tells us that the bad shepherd, the Pharisees, they are thieves and robbers. They come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the good shepherd came to give life, and give life to the full, even life to dead sinners. He can save sinners. You see now the big difference between the good and bad shepherd. And it's so important. It's real. It's in the Bible. Of course, the good shepherd is the model of the good priest and the good religious brother and sister. The good priest, like the good shepherd, put his trust in God, his Father. He prays and does the will of God the Father. The bad priest, like the Pharisees, they put their trust in themselves, their own goodness, their own good works, their own good works of the law. They think that by keeping the law on their own strength, they can save themselves. No, 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 and no. They become hypocrites like the Pharisees. Outside crook, good inside crook. Very important. Number two, the good priest, like the good shepherd, like God his Father, must have love, mercy, and forgiveness. Must have love, mercy, and forgiveness. The good priest must never be like the Pharisees. Law, 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 and law. Law, justice, judgment. Law, justice, judgment. Punishment, condemnation for the sinner. No, 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 oh no. You become a very, very, very bad priest. Very, very bad priest. No love, no mercy, no forgiveness to the sinner. Only law, 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 and law. Law, justice, judgment, punishment for the sinner. Number three, the good priest gives life, fullness of life, life even to the dead sinner. The good priest can save the sinner. The bad priest, like the Pharisee, only thing he can do is excommunicate the sinner from the church, judge and condemn the sinner. That's all he can do. He cannot save the sinner. He can only excommunicate the sinner from the church. That is a very, very bad priest. Just like the Pharisee, very, very bad shepherd. Very, very bad shepherd. Today, Good Shepherd Sunday, let us pray for our bishop and priests, our seminarians, our religious brothers and sisters, that they may be good shepherds who have faith in God the Father, who has loved mercy and forgiveness, who can give life, fullness of life, even to the dead sinner, who can save the sinner. Today, Good Shepherd Sunday is also Vocation Sunday. Vocation, God calls our young people to be priests, to be religious brothers and sisters. A Vocation Sunday. So today we pray for more vocations to the priesthood. But before that, we should thank God for the Diocese of Sandakan, Sabah, Malaysia. For the Diocese of Sandakan, Sabah, Malaysia. We have one bishop, 11 priests, and 6 aspirant and seminarian. One aspirant in Kota Kinabalu in the English year. 3 seminarians in Kuching, in Penang, studying philosophy. Another 2 very senior seminarian studying in Kuching in St. Peter's College. Both of them you know, because both of them were in Tawau doing their pastoral work, pastoral immersion. Ricky Boy should complete his study this year, and for the first term of next year, just a few months, maybe 3 months. Edward, he is in second year theology. So, in 2 years' time, he'll finish his studies in the seminary. So we thank God for our bishop, our priest, and our seminarians, our religious brothers and sisters, and we pray for them. We pray for them, and of course we pray for more vocations. And today, Vocation Sunday, the first and second collections will be given to our diocese for the upkeep of the seminary and the upkeep of our seminarians. There are also envelopes for the upkeep of the seminary and seminarians at our church entrance. You can use that also to support our seminarians and our seminary. I would like to conclude this homily by praying with Pope Francis, a very important prayer written by Pope Paul VI in 1964, 60 years ago. It is a prayer for more young people to become priests and religious brothers and sisters. This is a very good prayer written 60 years ago, 1964, by Pope Paul VI, and that was the first Sunday, the first Good Shepherd Sunday. So let us say this prayer together with Pope Francis. O Jesus, Divine Shepherd of souls, you called the apostles and made them fishers of men. Continue to draw to yourself ardent and generous souls from among the young, in order to make them your followers and your ministers. Give them a share in your thirst for the redemption of all. Open before them the horizons of the entire world. By responding to your call, may they prolong your mission here on earth. Build up your mystical body, which is the church, and be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Amen. This prayer is taken from the message of Pope Francis for today on the 60th World Prayer for More Vocations Day. It is 4 pages, it's very, very long, but I took the most important part, that is the prayer. With this, I wish you all a happy and a blessed Good Shepherd Sunday, a happy and a blessed Vocation Sunday, and a happy and a blessed Easter season of 50 days. Amen, and God bless you.